Hi, all. We're back today in our 5-ish minute investing lessons podcast to talk about really starting early. Of all the thousands of conversations, right, I've had about financial wellness, starting early has got to be one of the most important lessons I try to convey. I'm sure that you agree, right, Casey?
I completely agree. I couldn't agree more. Somehow people have the feeling that managing their money is complicated, which of course it can be. But it can also be really simple. And starting early is simple. Even if you start small, or even if you are older than you wish you were, just start. Start small, start early, start as early as you can.
I get that. But what do you say to people who feel like they're missed a boat, right? And feel like they should have started years or even decades ago?
Well, yeah, that's the issue. I mean, that's the issue we all have, I think. I think, you know, unfortunately, people don't tend to get taught how to manage their money until later in their careers. And then they feel like they've missed the boat. And I'm like you, I've had thousands of conversations with people in the years I've been teaching, and everybody feels like they're too late. But the thing about it is that you're never too late to start. You may have to modify your behavior a little bit in order to get to the same goal if you're starting a little bit later, but it's never too late to start. My favorite saying is an old Chinese proverb that is, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's so true. And it's honestly, it's what I would like to speak about today is just a little lesson to drive this concept home.
All right, let's hear it. It's always good.
So let's say there are two people. Let's just say they're twins. And one is super diligent and starts really early, and the other one puts stuff off. And we, as you know, both have twins. So do your twins have different personalities, or are they pretty similar?
Oh my gosh, yes. Totally different.
Mine too. My twins have completely opposite personalities. So let's just use that to model up these two people. So we're going to say that one twin is really diligent and gets a job at 14 and starts saving their money. So I think in New York and Virginia, where you and I both are, the minimum age that you can start working is 14. So let's just use that and say this twin starts, the diligent one starts to work and save at 14 years old. And so let's just say they have a goal, to use a round number, that they want to save and invest $2,000 every year during high school and college. So that comes to something like 38 bucks a week. So like about 40 bucks a week. And then when they graduate from college, they get a job, but they don't save another dime. So they leave the money that they've saved alone. They've saved $2,000 a year for 8 years, so that's $16,000, but then they never save another dime. And so the other twin, who is like most of us normal people, they don't get around to thinking about saving and investing until they turn 30. Again, like most of us normal people. But then they finally get on the bandwagon and they decide that they're going to save and invest, again, just to keep numbers round and similar, apples to apples. Let's say they are going to save $2,000 a year, but they feel like they've missed the boat. So they save and invest from the age of 30 to the age of 65, $2,000 a year. So that's 35 years. So it's a total of $72,000. So who do you think ends up with more money?
Well, the 14, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe because the title of this podcast is Start Early, maybe that gave you a clue. I don't know. But so let's just say that both of these young people earn the same return the whole entire time. And as you know, I always assume a 7% return. So if that was the case, the one that started at 30 will have accumulated $297,000. And the diligent twin, who started at 14, will accumulate $407,000. So the one that started earlier will end up with $110,000 more than the second one.
This is obviously such a clear lesson, right? The earlier you start, the better off you are. Even if you save less and for a short amount of time, the time is just such a powerful component of investing and saving, right?
Exactly. In this particular example, the 14-year-old would have, or the one that started at 14, would have made 25 times their money, whereas the second twin will have made 5 times theirs. It's just amazing how powerful it is to start early. And then also, do you want to know what the super diligent third sibling that learned from the twins and started saving $2,000 a year at 14 and then just never stopped? Do you want to know what they accumulated if they saved $2,000 a year every year from 14 to 65?
I feel like that's just a ridiculous number, but of course, tell us.
Yeah. They would have almost $1 million, something like, I don't know, $930,000. So I don't know. I just think this is completely crazy. And I think every 14-year-old in the country and perhaps the world should be hearing this. $40 a week is really not that much to have to save and invest. And starting early is just, it's just such an important lesson.
I feel like we should send our twins to work immediately.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Start early. You heard it here, obviously. Thanks, Casey, as always. Awesome information.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the More Than Money podcast. If you feel like you learned something or enjoyed this episode today, we ask you to do a few things. Number one, leave us a 5-star rating and a review on whatever platform you're listening to. If there's something you're struggling with and want us to cover, let us know in your review and we'll make sure to cover it soon. Second, make sure to follow Squire on social media and share this podcast with any workers, employees, or friends. This podcast is made possible by Squire, a customized financial wellness program that will help you create a culture of care with happier and healthier employees day in and out. Whether you're a business owner, HR manager, or just someone trying to live your best life, Squire is for you. Head over to squire.com to learn more about how Squire can transform your workforce. And that's getsquire.com.